Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 8:04 a.m. here on a Monday, and reacting to the Atlanta Falcons and the loss to the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to get to the wake-up call here in just 1 second. I want to hear from you guys when you knew that you weren't going to get the win last night. All right, Bo, I'm going to get yours in just 1 second, but first I want Allie to hit some of these headlines.
Yeah, we're going to get you caught up before you clock in this morning. Couple firings over the weekend. Florida has parted ways with Billy Napier, even though they won over Mississippi State. Atlanta United has fired manager Ronnie Dyla. Ronnie is out after one season after a 5-16-13 record. Georgia beat Ole Miss 43-35 and handed the Rebels their first loss of the season. Did anyone else just notice that we're playing another one, Bites the Dust, as I'm talking about firings?
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. I just noticed that.
Well, I'm too busy wondering how many people out there think it's about the Atlanta Falcons.
No.
I'm like, dude, probably not a good one.
That was not intentional. Let's move on to the MLB playoffs. The Dodgers swept the series, took down the Brewers 5-1 on Friday, so they'll be moving on. As far as the ALCS, last night Blue Jays decided to give us a show, making it a 7-game series. They'll take on the Mariners tonight. Winner heads to the World Series to hopefully take down those Dodgers.
Yeah, I just mentioned it earlier. The Dodgers are over there posted like a mailbox wondering who they're going to play. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 404-726-0929 if you want to call and weigh in on what you saw on the field last night in Santa Clara. Bo Morgan, you were in Santa Clara last night in the booth. Is there a play that sticks out to you, or maybe just a series of plays where you were like, yep, we're not going to be able to get it done tonight?
I don't know. It's hard for me. I'm pretty optimistic during the games.
Sure.
I hold out hope. When we couldn't convert the fourth down, and then is when they got the ball back, that was probably a moment where I was like, this is an uphill battle that we might not be able to come back from.
Yeah.
I heard Allie's this morning about Diablo. I thought that was pretty good. I thought at times Bertrand did a good job, and then at times he was, you know, it was just rough. He blew up a short yardage play where they tried to hand the use check, and that was all Bertrand.
Yeah, I agree.
And,
I saw that.
That was phenomenal. But yeah, I think it was definitely that fourth down. You know, if you want to go back a little bit earlier in the game, not being able to score on that opening, not the opening drive, but the second drive of the game, that for us, when you get all the way in the red area and you couldn't score. That you get there and now it's 3-0 late in the first half, and you just felt like, hey, you've not controlled the game, but this has been like a seesaw, and you had your moment and you didn't get it done. So if I really want to go back early in the game, it would be not converting in the red area on that second drive. And I know that sounds a little bit silly, but that was one where you can really take the way the game was playing at that point in time. You could have took the game by the testicular fortitude and just really put a clinch on it. And instead, you basically left them saying, "Hey, you're a one chip play out of it from winning this game."
I'm in the same boat. I actually I hated the fact that we couldn't do anything after the interception. I thought the interception was a massive moment in the game. We get a first down. I think it was a pass interference call. But then we go three and out after the pass interference call. And I was like, what a missed opportunity.
And in that same light, they get the big kickoff return from Agnew,
yep,
after they make it 10-3.
Yep.
Or 13-3, I should say.
Yeah, I think it was.
And it's like you're like right there, the 50, and Arch even said on the broadcast, you gotta treat this, you gotta score here. This is like a turnover now.
Yep.
Like a short yardage. And that was exactly, you were just a little bit on the other side when you got an interception.
Exactly.
Converting. One thing we're going to, you know, we want to talk about later in the week, something I want to get to this week is converting in the red area is one thing, but taking turnovers and scoring touchdowns off of them, because you're creating turnovers as a defense.
Yeah.
You got to punch those in the end zone.
Yeah, I completely agree. 404-726-0929 if you guys want to weigh in. Let's hit this thing. 404-726-0929, and if you are on the phone, and we have full phone lines, shocker, if you want to weigh in, guys, just do me a favor, keep it short. We're going to try to get through all these. We got a ton of phone calls to get to, but we'll start right off the top, Dylan. We'll go to Philip from Madison, Georgia. Philip, what'd you think last night? Philip, you got me? What's going on, man? All right, let's go down the list. Let's try to hit Dexter in Covington. Dexter, what's going on, man? What'd you think?
Mike, real quick, big dog, what y'all up to?
Hey
Bo, good key points on the game, man. You dead right on that, man. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if we getting our playbook from McDonald's, Monopoly board. I don't know what's going on in that game, but we gotta dial up some plays, man, to get that 4th-and-1. The 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1. We gotta do something, man. We're going backwards, and we got to win. I'm sick and tired. We just got to win, man. And this team is just going backwards every week. Win one tough, win one bad. Lose one bad.
All right, appreciate the phone call.
Real quick, appreciate this compliment. You can play the Monopoly game now at McDonald's, so you can win.
We've
already collected pieces on the show.
We did.
And you won two in a row. You lost one against a team that's 5-2. Mac Jones is 4-1 as a starter. They beat you up front physically. It wasn't what we wanted, but in no way is this dire straits. I think this is something you can rebound from.
I appreciate your positivity. I'm not quite there just yet. Still really, really frustrated at what I saw last night. Maybe it's the fact that I didn't get enough sleep last night. Maybe that's what it is.
Well,
but, you know,
I'm
not there just yet, but I appreciate your positivity this morning.
Well, one of us has to be happy and optimistic.
There you go, man. You're right about that. Somebody's got to kind of, you know, be the flag bearer for this show at times. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's talk to Sean over in Alpharetta. Sean, what you got for us this morning, man?
Hey, good morning, y'all. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
It's not so much the loss that upsets me. It's the way that we lost. Going into it, I was already worried because the Falcons typically don't play well when they have to go all the way to the West Coast.
Yep.
But it's I hate to keep getting on Zach Robinson, but like when the right side, which is his Phoenix's blind side, when the right side of your offensive line is getting beat like a drum during the HBCU halftime game, why do you keep calling plays that have long developing routes? Why are we not calling more slants, more crossing? You got a 6'4" wide receiver, a 6'5", 6'6" tight end. Go take some pages from Michael Slant Boy Thomas, formerly of the Saints, and call some slant routes. Have guys use their big bodies, their long arms to box guys out.
Yeah, I completely agree with that thought because – and I think that he's onto something. I think I feel exactly like he led with. It's not so much that you lost. It's the way you lost. You got bullied. We got bullied last night.
And I think that's why you saw that drive that did score the touchdown. A lot of swings, a lot of little – they did the screen, twice, I think. They almost did the same play three times almost in a row with Bijan. I think that's some of it, but Penix has got to understand that. Quickly read, react, and I didn't think his pocket presence was the best I've seen last night.
Yeah, it was frustrating too, and I think it brings up a good point about Elijah Wilkinson. I thought we should have helped him earlier. We ended up helping him at the end of the game, but we should have helped him probably a little bit earlier. He struggled most of the night getting his face involved in pass protection. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and not to be confused with Sean Tucker, the running back from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is just Sean from Tucker that's on the phone line right now. What's on, Sean?
Morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing good, man. How about you?
Yeah, I knew the Falcons were going to lose, and when I seen that clown Raheem Morris on the sideline, I've been a fan since 1994. Raheem Morris is by far the biggest clown in football.
You know what? I'm not taking it. First off, if you've been a fan that long, Bobby Petrino was here, so maybe you want to think that right. Look,
yeah, I don't understand. I don't think
what are we doing? We're calling guys clowns? I mean, last week you embarrassed an MVP. All right, mm-hmm. You absolutely dressed him down in front of the country. Okay, was that their best effort? No, Raheem even said they got out coached.
Yeah,
right there, that shows he's not a clown. That wasn't our best effort, but we're not going to come on here and do that crap. You can call another radio show if you want to do that.
Yeah,
That's not working on mine.
I'm on board with that. You know, Raheem, I don't know that he's the answer, but I don't think he was the problem yesterday. I just don't. I mean, to me, Zach Robinson, if you want to talk about coaches, and I think Jeff Ulbrich has to hold responsibility a little bit, too, for the 12-man, 10-man debacle at the end of the game as well.
Let me ask you that. Isn't that position coaches have headsets and don't – isn't – I'm asking now because I've always thought this. Is it not their responsibility to send in guys from their position when the play call is, hey, this is a unit we're running or – this is the rotation we want.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And what happens is when you have an injury in game, like a Divine Diablo, all of a sudden all the packages change, right? You have nickel, dime, whatever else it may be, base, whatever else, but you also have ones that call for certain personnel. Maybe we want to run nickel, but we want to do it with more defensive linemen on this snap as opposed to, you know, four defensive linemen in one nickel or three defensive linemen in the other. And so you have those guys switching in and out. And so when Divine Diablo leaves the game, that changes everything. Changes who's in on nickel. It changes the way they're going to attack things. Maybe you have one guy that's now supposed to be in a package. Maybe J.D. Bertrand's not supposed to be on the field in a certain nickel package, and maybe he goes out there. So then there's 12 men, and then all of a sudden somebody's yelling, saying, hey, you shouldn't have had this guy on the field. This is a different one. And then everybody's looking at each other on the sideline on the next one, and they're going, wait, there's only 10 out there. How did that happen? So, yeah, I'm with you. It definitely should be position coaches kind of in the ear of the coordinators, and it kind of all flows downhill. But everybody's got to bear responsibility. But Raheem, the whole thing where people are just rooting for Raheem to fail because they didn't want him to be hired here last year, that's just – I missed me with that.
This is where I'm frustrated. Like, we can't talk about how great everything was 1 week, right? Just Monday – just Tuesday morning, we were just absolutely sending him flowers and
right. –
building statues, and now 6 days later, you're like, "Well, you're name calling and you're firing people." Like it doesn't. This is a week to week league, and matchups make fights.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's try to get at least one more in here. Let's go to Jose from McDonough. Jose, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Shout out 92.9, shout out Falcons, baby.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, yeah, watch the game. You know, that guy that called in calling Raheem a clown, I think that's nonsense. Those are not real fans. Real football fans know I'm from New York. I love the Falcons, but I keep it real. I think we're riding on a lot of talent. We just got to get the execution right. Personally, I wasn't a fan of Raheem or the hire. I wanted Vrabel. But they went Raheem. A lot of positive with that guy. We just got to get better at execution and being disciplined. I think that's what you're seeing. A lot of talent out there. If teams don't show up when they play us, then we're going to wallop them. But definitely a lot of talent. I mean, we're going to be insane once we get this thing right. I think you're seeing situations where we just not, you know, the execution's not as good. You know, Penix is learning. Not a Zach Robinson fan. Sometimes he does things that I wouldn't even do in Madden football, but it is what it is. But we're going to get better. We're 3-3. We're 500. It's only downhill from here. You know what I mean? It's going to get easier.
I appreciate the phone call, Jose.
I do too. I think he's on to something. Look, there's still a lot of young players on this team, and offensively, when it kind of if it syncs up offensively, I think that we could be in for some fun because the defense still, personally, I don't know how you feel. To me, the magic number in the NFL is 24 points. I think if you have a top 15 defense, top 10 defense like we do, if you score 24 points a game, you're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a bit, that to me, that's like that number.
I think Jose brought up a couple of good points. And first and foremost, I'm with him. Zach Robinson does things that I'm not sure that I would do in Madden. And it's frustrating for me to watch. You know, it was frustrating for me to watch how many times they pulled guards for San Francisco last night. Talked about Kyle Shanahan changing everything that he's been wanting to do in his offense. He's turning from a zone scheme to a gap scheme.
We ran a counter play last night.
Don't even get me started. We did run a counter. I will give you that. And it was a big one. What was it, eight or 9 yards?
Yeah.
Game? So there you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
Well, and I do want to mention that Raheem did take a lot of responsibility last night, too. We can play some of that audio for you in a few minutes. I want to remind you to join the morning shift. That's us every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo over here will fire up
the
grill and share his favorite game day recipes. You can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. That's the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix every Friday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, look, we're all feeling the emotions after a Falcons loss. Feel free to sound off 404-726-0929. Like I said, we've got audio from Raheem Bijan after the game last night and what happened. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.